Thousands in Jerusalem converted. Peter urged on the convicted people the fact that they had rejected Christ because they had been deceived by priests and rulers, and that if they continued to look to these men, they would never accept him. These powerful men were ambitious for earthly glory. They were not willing to come to Christ to receive light. The scriptures that Christ had explained to the disciples stood out before them with the luster of perfect truth. The veil was now removed, and they comprehended with perfect clearness the object of Christ's mission and the nature of his kingdom. As they unfolded to their hearers the plan of salvation, many were convicted and convinced. Traditions and superstitions were swept away, and the teachings of the Savior were accepted. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. In Jerusalem, the stronghold of Judaism, thousands openly declared their faith in Jesus as the Messiah. The disciples were astonished and overjoyed. They did not regard this as the result of their own efforts. They realized that they were entering into other men's labors. Christ had sown the seed of truth and watered it with his blood. The conversions on the day of Pentecost were the harvest of his work. The arguments of the apostles alone would not have removed prejudice. But the Holy Spirit sent the words of the apostles home as sharp arrows of the Almighty, convicting men of their terrible guilt in rejecting the Lord of glory. No longer were the disciples ignorant and uncultured, no longer a collection of independent, conflicting elements. They were of one accord, of one heart and of one soul. In mind and character they had become like their Master, and men recognized that they had been with Jesus. The truths they could not understand while Christ was with them were now unfolded. No longer was it a matter of faith with them that Christ was the Son of God. They knew he was indeed the Messiah, and they told their experience with a confidence which carried with it the conviction that God was with them. Brought into close communion with Christ, the disciples sat with him in heavenly places. Benevolence full, deep, and far-reaching, impelled them to go to the ends of the earth, filled with an intense longing to carry forward the work he had begun. The Spirit animated them and spoke through them. The peace of Christ shone from their faces. They had consecrated their lives to him, and their very features bore evidence to the surrender they had made.